This podcast is brought to you by PrideNZ.com with generous support from the Royal Foundation.
How would you describe your identity?
Well, queer. Yeah, I would identify myself as lesbian if people ask, but since I'm, I'd say I'm like bi-gender as well, so I'm not quite sure about the lesbian, so just queer in general, yeah, just queer.
What does queer mean to you?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm okay to call myself a lesbian because, you know, like, in general, it's obviously, like, women sexually or emotionally attracted to women, but I'm not quite sure if I would call myself a lady, you know, in the first place. That's why, like, I said, well, I'm a lesbian. Now I'll just call myself queer, so, yeah.
Do you think the language that we use to talk about sexual orientation has changed much over time, and gender?
I guess so. But then again, like, people, like, nowadays, I don't think most people know much about people's gender and sexuality, like, very well. Yeah.
What does it mean to you to be bi-gender?
Well, to me, I think I am bi-gender for part of philosophical reason. Well, because, and another part of the reason was before, when I was younger, I thought I was transsexual because I just, like, wanted to be a guy. And, you know, because to the society, it's like, if you are not, like, feminine enough, or you should be feminine enough. If you are a lady, you should, like, wear pretty dresses and stuff. But that's not, like, what I liked when I was younger. So I thought, oh, maybe I want to be a guy. And I thought that way for a long time. That's why I always thought I was transsexual until maybe when I turned 16 or 17 or something. And I was like, nah, that's all bullshit. Like, yeah, you shouldn't just act this certain way the society wants you to act. Like, you know, if you are a lady, you can, like, wear guys' clothes and stuff. You know, you can do guys' things. And, you know, you don't have to just do the girly things that you should be doing. So, so I guess I changed a bit after that.
How did you realise that you didn't have to fit into society's kind of stereotype of what it means to be female?
Well, I learned a bit about, like, people's, you know, like, gender and sexuality, and, like, traditionally, obviously, like, gender is binary, which means there's only male and female, two genders, but, actually, I think there should be, like, you can have two genders at the same time, or not non-gender at all, you know, or just be confused like me. Yeah, so it's not necessarily has to be just male or female. Yeah, and also, like, there are transsexual people as well, so they are, like, definitely more than two genders. Yeah.
When did you start identifying as bi-gender?
Probably 19. Just a couple of years ago, yeah, since I learned a little bit more, because I've only been in this country for 3 years. So the first year, basically, I was just going through, you know, language barrier and stuff. So I, you know, I didn't learn much about this kind of things. And probably, you know, since maybe 2 years ago, I started reading a bit more and had more ideas about people's gender and sexuality. And I decided, yeah, this is me. Yeah.
When did you first become aware that you were queer?
I kind of discovered I'm gay when I was maybe 13.
What messages do you remember getting when you were growing up about what it meant to be gay?
Well, from where I'm from, China, it's not very a socially acceptable thing over there. Even nowadays, it's becoming better in our generation, but, like, for people my parents' age, it's still, like, not a socially acceptable thing to be queer. It's, like, it's obviously illegal, and if you act, like, gay in public, people would be like, oh, that's gross. And a lot of people will be like, well, get helped, and, you know, like, oh, you would be helped, you can, you know, turn straight if you try hard, it's just a phase you're going through. It's, yeah, kind of like what some Catholics say. Yeah, to be honest.
So were you out at all when you were living in Tanna?
Well, I was. I came out when I was 16, but only to my friends, to people my generation, but not really to my parents.
What responses did you get from your friends?
Well, they're like, yes, it is. Yeah.
What was your school like?
It's all banned, so, you know, I just had to keep it secret. Yeah. I had a girlfriend, yeah, not really girlfriends, but I had crushes in high school, and, yeah, just had things with girls, but didn't really, like, didn't come out to my teachers, obviously. Mm-hmm. Just some close friends, classmates around me, they knew it, and they were like, sweet.
Yeah. And have you since come out at all to any of your family?
Well, I came out to my family, not really all family, just my parents, when I was, before I turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when I just arrived in New Zealand.
How did that go?
I wasn't good at first. It was terrible. Like, yeah, they got really, really upset. And it took them so, so long to, you know, accept it. Yeah, but now they're okay, but it just took so long and so much effort. Yeah.
What brought you to New Zealand?
Hey?
What brought you to New Zealand?
Well, first of all, was for education. And also, I just didn't want to stay in China because I spent 17 years over there, so I just kind of want to change. Yeah, just to stay at different places. Plus, I thought, you know, New Zealand, you know, is, European countries probably, like, better with, you know, being gay. That's what I thought as well.
Mm.
Yeah, so I was like, well, New Zealand seemed to be a nice place. Might give it a go.
What are you studying here? What have you studied?
I did a lot of papers like accounting, economics, and different mathematics and calculus papers. And I'm doing 30-year philosophy and mathematics now, and thinking about doing another 2 years of journalism after getting my bachelor's degree here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Is the university seem to be a supportive
place? Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. I think so. Because when I was first enrolled in uni after high school, I heard these communities like Unico at University of Canterbury, and they seem to be a really nice and supportive group of people.
What gives you a sense of community and belonging?
Well, to me, well, I've never experienced community in China, but in here, since I moved to New Zealand, I found the community in the queer group is like really supportive here, especially well, in Christchurch it's actually like not much in Christchurch, but there are like groups of people that, you know, organizing events every now and then and stuff, and like pretty much everyone knows everyone here. And plus, Christchurch is quite a small town, and the community, the queer community here is not very big. So I think it's very good that, like, people can get to know each other and know the fact that, like, we're all here to support each other. So that's a really good thing. That's why I think community is definitely necessary. Yeah.
Why is it so important to you?
I just think knowing there are people that are there for me, are being supportive, and we're all, you know, the same group of people, it's makes me feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why it's important.
Do you think things like Facebook and social media and the internet are playing more of a part in the way that we kind of find that community and information and connect with other queer people?
That's the only way I get information, pretty much. Not just because I'm a young person, just I find it it's the easiest access, it's the easiest way to access information about events and all the, you know, information like resources and stuff about queer on the internet. And yeah.
Do you think it's harder to be queer in the South Island?
Well, I can't say it's really hard, because it's definitely being like, being queer is being socially more and more acceptable nowadays. And I find it generally fine, but I'd say is it would be easier to be a queer person to be in Northern Ireland, to be honest. Yeah, because probably as something to do with the cultural difference as well. Like in some cities, like bigger cities like Wellington, it's just easier and more communities, like larger groups, more events, and more supportive people. And here it's more like, well, there are many, many like racists and sexists, you know, those people, bogus in Christchurch, and those people are generally a bit homophobic as well sometimes. Yeah, there are not many of them, but there are still people like that here. Yeah, so they are the only problem. Otherwise, just generally, it's all good. Yeah.
How do you feel about the way queer and trans people are represented in the media and pop culture?
Well, in the media, you know, when people introduce, like, queer or transgender people, they just, you know, introduce us as queer or trans women, trans men, you know, stuff like that. But to me, it's not really relevant, to be honest, because I think it's much deeper than how we are represented in the media. The thing, I think, why being trans or queer matters is traditionally because of it's where it came from is the gender binary thing. It's like, well, you know, a man should be like a man, a woman should be like a woman. That's why when it comes to issues like trans issues, queer issues, it becomes an issue because of that gender binary thing. That's why, you know, you should look at people in other ways, like there are a lot more things that actually matter rather than your gender or sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Have you seen your identity reflected at all in like books or movie or TV, like any characters or storylines that you could relate to?
Not really. I can't think of any.
Do you see queer and trans people stereotyped much in those kind of things?
Well, sometimes on the internet, like in the media, they would represent, you know, for example, trans men, for example, to be like very feminine, tall, muscly, black. That's what I say in general. I know it's not good, but it's, you know, stereotypical, but that's what I say.
Mm.
So there's definitely, you know, stereotypical types in the media. Yeah.
Where do you think you see those kind of stereotypes?
Just random articles, pretty much.
What would you like to see more of in the media?
Well, to me, my opinion might be, you know, a bit different than most people's. To me, I really don't like the word trans, because if you identify yourself as a man, you are a man instead of trans man or whatever. So to me, I just think I would like to see the media to get rid of the words like trans or, you know, shemale, you know, words like that. Just use the term like male, female, you know, terms like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And same as gay marriage. It's just a marriage, not gay marriage. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so like not every story about a queer or trans person needs to be about their sexuality or gender, but that's always brought into it.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm. What about on like movies and television and books and things like that?
Well, I think the same. It's all the media. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the marriage equality bill that passed last year?
Well, it's definitely a good thing because I have a little bit knowledge about, you know, the LGBTQ liberation in New Zealand, and that started in 1970s, and it's definitely been a long and tough journey for the LGBTQ community in New Zealand, and Civil Union in 2005 was definitely a big thing and a great improvement But yeah, last year I totally didn't expect it to, you know, happen this fast. I knew the marriage bill was going to pass at some stage, but definitely not this fast. So I would say, like, I was really happy about it. So finally, equality. But I think it doesn't mean that, like, homophobia, you know, like, discrimination against the queer community has disappeared. It definitely hasn't. There are still, like, people that, you know, are quite against, you know, queer communities. Mm-hmm. But it has definitely improved a lot. Yeah, since last year. Yeah, yeah, like in the recent years.
Did you watch the...
Of course I did.
Yeah, did you celebrate?
Of course, yeah, yeah. We had an event, like, of the queer community. We went to this place in town, and there was a big screen, and we're all watching it together. All the queer people were just waiting for the last announcement, like 7744, I think that was it, wasn't it? Yeah, and everyone was just like, whoa, and just all like jumped up and, yeah, just all celebrating together. Yeah, some people like, yeah, had tears. And I was like, yeah, I was just so excited. Yeah, it was an unforgettable moment.
Have you been involved in much activism or any other kind of following politics in New Zealand around queer stuff?
Mostly in Wellington. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there are more, like, you know, protests and stuff in Wellington as well. Here, not very much. But I do participate and I write articles on, like, queer liberation and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are some of the things you've been involved with in Wellington?
Queer Avengers. Yeah.
What are they?
They are a group of supportive people in the queer community. Yeah, not much, but I have been to their events a couple times. Yeah. And what was the last one called?
Beyond Conference?
Yeah, Beyond. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I went to that conference as well. It was great, yeah.
What was that conference about?
Oh, God. Was it last year? It's just... a lot about, like, gender and sexuality and, like, the queer community in family, workplace, education. A lot of information. Yeah.
Do you have any highlights?
Highlights.
Or anything you kind of really took away?
I actually, like, I went to the parenting panel because I was really interested. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to have kids, and that's why I was like, well, yeah, it just gave me a lot of information on how, you know, as a queer parent, what do you do about the parenting and stuff, and, like, and, you know, about, like, kids, you know, getting bullied in school and being queer and that sort of things. Yeah, queer politics. Yeah, yeah.
What do you think some of the most important issues facing queer and trans people in New Zealand are at the moment?
Well, at the moment it's just, like, in the general society, like, how many people still can't accept it and they are still being discriminated against. Yeah. Sometimes. As I said, it's getting better, but it still happens. Yeah.
What do you think some of the solutions might be to that?
Probably through social media and education. Yeah.
How do you see social media could play a part in that?
Just more, you know, advertising, like, against, you know, homophobia, against transphobia, and, you know, just more advertisement on that and about... equality, yeah, and more education on gender and sexuality, yeah.
Where do you think we might be able to be in 10 years' time?
In 10 years' time, I'd say, well, I can say, I hope full equality will be achieved, and I think we will, because as I said, like, after civil union, I thought, yeah, it's going to take a lot longer than that, but it didn't. So, yeah, hopefully in 10 years' time, for equality will be achieved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where do you think China might be in 10 years' time?
Well, I hope at least same-sex marriage will be passed.
Mm.
And I think it will. Because China nowadays, you know, it's like, well, we're catching up and, you know, we're developing. We're going to be one of those, you know, developed countries soon. So, oh, look, you know, same-sex marriage is passed in this country and the other country and the other country. We should do the same. So I'd say probably in 10 years' time, it will be passed. And I hope so.
Cool.
Yeah.
If you could give a message to a young person struggling to come out, maybe another young person who's Chinese or has that difficulty with their parents, what would it be?
Okay. If you're gay or trans, just come out because it's fun and free and awesome. And people still love me no matter what. So, yeah, trust me. I came out to my Chinese parents and they're sweet ass, so you'll be cool. Yeah, that's my message.
What's your favourite thing about being a young queer bi-gender person in New Zealand?
Well, the thing I most appreciate is that I feel I am being respected. Yeah. By people around me and by the society. Like, yeah, people still respect me, and that is really good.